serenading them hoes.
Welcome everybody to episode number, let me change that. Welcome everybody to episode number 29 of the John Atkins Podcast.
Put some respect on my name.
Today's Monday, May 24th, coming to you live from Pacific Beach, San Diego. As you guys can see, I got a little haircut today, looking nice, looking smooth. Looking good today, you know. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Weather is nice here in San Diego. I know parts of the Midwest are pretty hot, getting up in the 80s, so weather's nice, everybody's going out, everybody's outdoors. Everybody's going to restaurants. You know, this whole pandemic, the only industry anyone has had any concern for this entire pandemic is for restaurants. That's all you heard about. Does this country really need that many places to eat? I don't even feel bad for restaurants that can't find workers. I mean, I really don't. It's a bad business model. And we don't even need this many places to eat. We need more women who know how to cook and people to get married. That's what we need. We don't need these many restaurants. Like, do we really need this many low-skilled losers crying on Facebook because I don't want to pay 20% more than what the menu says I'm supposed to pay? Do we really need these people? I'm sorry, this double shift that you're working is like your only escape from your boyfriend whose band never took off. And so now he drinks. He takes his frustrations out on your left eye. I'm sorry, I know it's rough. But all you did was carry some food 30 feet from there to here. To me, that's not worth $8. I'm sorry. They don't even take the orders anymore. Have you been to a restaurant lately? You have to order on a tablet. So why am I tipping you? Let the restaurants go. Let them go. We can afford to go without a restaurant. Bars too. We can go without some of these bars. Like, oh, you used to play college football, and now you stand outside a bar and check people's IDs. We can do without these people altogether. Do you remember what waitressing used to be like before the pandemic? Like, waitresses would shame you for not tipping. Like, they would take a picture of your receipt and post it on Instagram and complain about not getting a tip. Hashtag 18%. Like, they would really do that. So next time I go to a restaurant, instead of leaving a tip, I'm just going to write the N-word on the receipt and give it to her. That way she can take a picture of it and get a GoFundMe started, get $1 million or something. Crowdsource that tip. Hashtag 18%. We don't need restaurants. Do something else. Start your own business. Be like Alex Rodriguez. Start male makeup. That's better than standing outside of a bar checking IDs. Oh, we got some more Demi Lovato news today. Are you guys excited? Let's go ahead and jump into it. Singer Demi Lovato says complimenting a person's weight loss can be harmful. This fucking bitch needs so much attention. She was just complaining the other day about how people are bullying her over her weight. And now she's saying that a compliment about losing weight is harmful. Did I say she or he or Zer? This is from Yahoo News. A month after calling out diet culture vultures who promote disordered eating, controversially singling out, let me zoom out of this a little bit. Controversially singling out a frozen yogurt shop stocking sugar-free items. She was mad because a yogurt shop had sugar-free yogurt. The singer who last week announced that she identifies as non-binary and uses they, them pronouns, took to Instagram stories on Sunday to post this message inspired by her own experience with eating disorders. Let's scroll down. I don't know who needs to hear this, but complimenting someone on their weight loss can be as harmful as complimenting someone on their weight gain in regards to talking to someone in recovery from an eating disorder. Complimenting someone on their weight gain? How much? Complimenting someone on their weight loss can be as harmful as complimenting someone on their weight gain. Does she mean commenting? How would it be harmful to compliment someone on their weight gain? Maybe she means to comment on their weight gain. If you don't know someone's history with food, please don't comment. See, she says comment down here. Please don't comment on their body. Because even if your intention is pure, it might leave that person awake at 2 a.m. overthinking that statement. Oh my God. You're losing weight? If anyone sees Demi Lovato, ask her if she's been losing weight. We need to make this a viral thing. Hashtag. What's up, Kevin? Can I add you? Let me see if I can add you on here. What happened? Oh, that just adds your comment. Can I add you? I don't know how to do that yet. I'll have to figure that out. How to call in. I think there's a way I can add you on here. Oh yeah. Which messenger do you have? While we're figuring that out. Speaking of people who gain weight, I see my cousin in the chat. Does it feel great? Yeah, sometimes. But only to the loud-ass eating disorder voice inside my head that says, see, people like a thinner you. People do like a thinner you. You're abroad. If you... eat less, you lose even more weight. You have a loud ass voice in your head that says if you eat less, you'll lose weight. Well, no shit, you dumb bitch. Facebook. You know I don't have Facebook, dude. What's that? I do have Zoom. I think I should have set that up before it started. We'll have to practice that. But it can also sometimes suck because then I start thinking, well, damn, what did they think of my body before? They thought you were fat. Actually, you used to be hot, then you got fat. Moral of the story, I am more than the shell for my soul that is my body, and every day I fight to remind myself of that. So I'm asking you to please not remind me. Oh my God. What is wrong with this woman? Oh yeah, that's right. She has brain damage. I forgot. Yeah, I got Zoom, but we'll practice that tomorrow to see if, how I can get you to call in. I don't know how to do that yet. Yes, this bitch is nuts. Needs attention. Lovato was 18 when she first sought professional treatment for eating disorders, saying in the recent YouTube documentary Dancing with the Devil that her bulimia intensified after being raped by someone they worked with during their Disney Channel days. Huh. Man, she got raped at Disney. I wonder if it was Dan Schneider? Fat people eat their souls. Fat people eat anything. Except for vegetables. I had to see this person all the time, so I stopped eating and coped in other ways. Cutting, throwing up, whatever. I don't know shit. Damn. Whoops. According to Lovato, her bulimia resurfaced in the years leading up to the 2018 near-fatal overdose. The singer told Ellen DeGeneres that her management at the time was overly controlling in terms of what she ate. So she's saying her management team was controlling everything that she did and what she ate. Says, if I was in my hotel room at night, they would take the phone out of the room so that I couldn't call room service. Or if there was fruit in the room, they took it out because that's extra sugar. She continued. We're not talking about brownies and cookies. When she says we're not talking about brownies and cookies, is that like another pronoun? Like, or does she mean like we're not? Or like, she's not. Does they call themselves were? And I get, and for many years, I didn't have a birthday cake. I had a watermelon cake where you cut a watermelon into the shape of a cake and then put fat-free whipped cream on top. And that was your cake. I mean, that's probably pretty good. And for many years, shouldn't she call herself we? And for many years, we didn't have a birthday cake. But really, we just wanted a birthday cake. It should be we, right? If she's a they. She added, I think at some point it becomes dangerous to try and control someone's food when they're recovering from an eating disorder. Well, if someone's recovering from an eating disorder, you can't just eat whatever you want. Fat Fat people eat their souls. I don't even know what that means. That's mean, though. Your team. So that's enough for her. We got another story today that's even better. This one's the basically the NFL saying that its black players are dumber than its white players. This one's from thehill.com. The NFL is coming under growing pressure from critics who say its landmark concussion settlement treats ex-players differently based on race, making it more difficult for black retirees to get payouts. Critics argue the settlement amounts to form a systemic race. Critics argue the settlement amounts to a form of systemic racism. Fuck, I can't read. Because it uses race-based criteria for neuropsychological. I'm going to try that again. Critics argue the settlement amounts to a form of systemic racism because it uses race-based criteria for neuropsychologists, to assess whether black and white former players have valid dementia-related claims stemming from their professional football careers. The concept of using different statistical curves based on race, known as race norming, is inherently controversial. It is also the subject of a lawsuit by two ex-players, blah, blah, blah. So let's see what they're saying is actually racist. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I like this quote here. Just because I'm black, I wasn't born with fewer brain cells. Okay, here it is, finally. Their lawsuit claims that in Henry's case, an NFL-approved clinician initially found that he qualified for mild to moderate dementia, but his claim was nonetheless denied. A second clinician, after adjusting his raw scores using a full demographic model, which includes age, education, race, ethnicity, and gender, found he did not qualify as impaired under the settlement. For his part, Henry said he feels like a different person now as a result of the multiple concussions he sustained over his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not fully explaining what's racist in here. They don't really explain. I'm trying to figure out how they say it's racist just because he didn't qualify as having dementia. Oh, here we go. The norms are essentially estimates of how an average person with a healthy brain would score on various thinking and memory tests, and the estimated score is lower for black people than whites. Look how they capitalize black people, but they lowercase whites. What kind of woke bullshit is that? capitalized black, lowercase whites. You're not a second class citizen, you're a lowercase citizen. Whites are a lowercase citizen. Without pre-NFL test scores for retirees, race norms are used as a kind of gap filler. The approach assumes that if capital B black and lowercase white players had taken the exact same cognitive tests before the start of the NFL careers, lowercase black players would have scored significantly lower. If they're scoring lower, why are they capitalized? And this baseline, and this lower baseline in turn makes it harder for capital B black X players than lowercase whites to demonstrate that playing football caused a significant reduction in brain functioning. The race-specific norms used by the NFL, known as Heaton norms, after its lead researcher, came from a 2004 study that found a sample of African Americans performed significantly worse on a battery of cognitive tests than their white, lowercase white counterparts. They capitalize African American and black, lowercase whites. That's what I should have called this episode, lowercase whites. The league argues that race norming helps to avoid false dementia diagnosis in healthy X players. Race-based demographic adjustments were specifically designed by neuropsychologists to correct for the fact that certain racial groups, even when matched on other demographic factors, were consistently obtaining disproportionately low scores on cognitive testing and were being incorrectly classified as cognitively impaired at unacceptable rates. Holy fuck. I don't know if you guys are following along. Basically, the NFL is saying that it doesn't have to pay settlement money out to black retired players with dementia because they are dumber than the white players. And although they have lower cognitive function, this is from the NFL, not me. The NFL is saying because black players have lower cognitive function before they start playing, that although they have low cognitive function after they stop playing, it's not that much of a difference. The NFL is basically saying that white players start off smarter, and then the toll of the game messes up their brain, and it's had more effect on them than the black players. Damn. Holy fuck. That sounds racist. He said there's no question that the system makes it harder for black players to qualify for settlement money, since if a capital B black former player gets exactly the same score on the test as the lowercase white player, because it was estimated that the pre-existing score was lower, they've got less chance of being diagnosed with dementia, and so they don't get the compensation. Robert Heaton, a professor at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, UCSD here in town, San Diego, said in an interview with The Hill, defended the evaluation. Oh, what? Man, this guy's from San Diego, the Heaton method. I wonder what part of town he lives in. The science supports it as a general practice. If the naysayers think that NFL players are different cognitively than people in the general population, they should show the data that supports that belief. Yet the critics note that the benchmarks used by the NFL for the capital B black and the lowercase white players are based on the overall U.S. population, not the universe of ex-NFL players, almost all of whom attended college. What do you guys think? Well, that's good. Well, that's great. The NFL. The NFL calling its black players dumb. I wonder if Demi Lovato would qualify for dementia. The NFL should do a study on her. See what her cognitive function is doing before and after her overdose on drugs. Demi Lovato basically is like an NFL player. She's a minority. She has low cognitive function. She complains about stupid shit. She starves for attention. Or he, or she. All right, well, that's all we got. Before we go, make sure you check out our sponsors. I say sponsors like there's more than one. Check out missionbeachmarketing.com. If you're a local San Diego business and you need IT consulting, a custom website, or social media management, once again, that's missionbeachmarketing.com. Mention this ad and you'll get 10% off. Thank you to the people in the chat that were watching along. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.